we're doing pretty good. Well, we are happy to be out here with our good buddies, Loverboy and Journey. You just saw Loverboy, they did a great job, yeah? We're going to be up here for a little bit, and Journey's coming out. You can have a good night. So we're going to get right to it. Less talking, more singing and playing. And I guess pretty much everybody out there knows that in February, Spud and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary. I don't know how we does it. But we've been playing together for almost 34 years now. We've written a lot of songs together. In the beginning, when we were young, we used to write songs that were pretty much observational about other people's problems and things we read in the newspaper. But as time went on, we started to write songs that were more personal about our own relationship. And this next one is one of those. not sure where we sit down because we hold.
All right. Okay, all you fine people in Dallas, how y'all doing out there? Salute, salute. I'm very proud of you because you're here and you're not watching the football game right now. I'm listening to the score in my ears right now. I'm hearing the game in my ears. All right, anyway, so let's pick an age. Anyone under the age of
30.
Yeah, here's our age, under the age of 30 story. It goes like this. In May of 1979, Patricia and I were both living in New York City at the time. We were introduced to one another. She had an idea and I had a plan. So we left on an airplane from New York to Los Angeles. 28 days later, we had a record complete called In the Heat of the Night. From that point forward, we went back to New York. We started touring right after that record was made. Now, I wasn't very good at school. I was too busy being a renegade crazy person, and I was bending steel and pounding iron and spent a whole lot of time learning the stuff I'm supposed to learn in school, so you should all stay in school. But what I did do, I know one thing about, and that is 34 years later, we're still here. Thanks for taking the journey with us. That's right. Thank you.
All right, so this next song, Randy, you love this next song. I love this new song. I can pretty much guarantee that you have sung it in karaoke at least once. Definitely that airbrush and mirror thing.
We belong to the light, we belong. Yeah.
so here's a just quick little thing is all guitars have a name. I give all guitars, I play a name. This little beauty here was resting comfortably in our home, and I figured I'd take her out this year. And I nicknamed her, I gave her the name of Pain. Pain. And I named her down for two reasons. One is, it's really difficult to play. It's like, you just don't want to play very easy. It kind of fights back, and that's a good thing. Second thing, it reminds me of an angry woman.
What's your point?
Well, my point is this. Okay, Pain. Make some sense of this thing. Go like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, hey, listen, make my hand right there. And back behind my drums, Mr. Chris Ross. Hey, it's when I do this with my one and only Mr. Neil Spider James Geraldo. All right, no big story on this next song. We just do it because I like it.
Come see us again. Thank you.